Hello and welcome to this beautiful meditation that is really going to help you to infinitely trust yourself and really just come back home to yourself. So this meditation will be roughly 10 to 15 minutes long, and it's really about grounding you and being centered and being in the present moment. So I really want you to find a quiet space, whether it's sitting on your bed, sitting on the floor cross-legged or on a chair, but really feeling safe and supported. So you could light a candle, you could light some sage or incense, and just cleanse the energy of the room before you start. Because I find that when we cleanse the energy, we're really centered in the moment. And you can also bring an intention for the meditation when you're ready. Amazing. So I want you to close your eyes when you're ready and take a deep breath in and a deep breath with that. And again, a deep breath in and a deep breath with a, and one more in your own time. And when you're ready, I'd like you to put your arms to the side of you. And as you put your arms to the side of you, I want you to raise them up all the way to the top of your head. Really, really, really tight. Really, really tight. And when you're ready, I want you to pull your arms to the side and release any stagnant energy on your sides. One, two, three, with a. Perfect. And again, one more. Really tight, really tight, really tight. And to the side. And then one more last one. Up very gently, very softly. Hands up in the air. And this time, I want you to put your arms to the side, and then I want you to tap yourself all over your body saying, I trust myself, I trust myself. So you ready? In 3, 2, 1. Tapping. I trust myself. I trust myself. Any part of the body that feels it right now. Usually our head needs it the most, so if you'd like to tap the top of your head, breathe in and breathe out. I trust myself. Shoulders. I trust myself. Your heart. I trust myself. Your hips. I trust myself. And lastly, your stomach. I trust myself. Let's do the legs as well. I trust myself. And I want you to keep your eyes shut. And I want you to imagine you're in a hallway, a beautiful, stunning hallway that you've never been in before. And then suddenly in front of you, there's a beautiful golden chair. It's like an empress chair. And you decide to sit on that chair. And as you sit in that chair, you suddenly feel this beautiful golden energy from the top of the sky, beaming all the way down your body, from your head, your shoulders, your stomach, your hips, your legs, your feet. And you suddenly see a beautiful crown on the top of your head, and it's spinning above your head, and it's waiting to sit on your head to remind you how powerful you are and that you are a goddess, beautiful soul. And slowly the crown sits on the top of your head, and a beautiful robe wraps around you. It's a beautiful red robe. And you feel really powerful. And you really feel in that energy, in that space of being connected to yourself. And I want you to close your eyes in there. And just start to think about your life. What you'd like to bring in. How you'd like to trust yourself. How you'd like to show up in the world. And as you start to think about that, suddenly a beautiful golden door right in front of you opens wide, and there's an orange light shining bright through the door. And you being you decide to be curious. And you stand up and you walk and walk and get closer to the door. You touch the sides of the door panels. They're wrapped with rubies and crystals. And you glare into the golden light with wonder, thinking, what could my future hold? And you being curious decide to walk through that golden light. And as you walk through the golden orange light, you enter a beautiful forest with trees, crystals, flamingos, peacocks, birds, just beautiful animals all around you. And you're walking on this beautiful pathway. And as you walk down the pathway, you get closer and closer to a beautiful field of grass. And there's just peacocks running around, nature being itself. And you suddenly see a younger version of you. And she's smiling and giggling and running around on the grass, running after the peacocks, picking up some of the feathers, and just really being her true self. And you see her, and she sees you, and she smiles and waves at you and says, "Come here, I want to talk to you." As you get closer and closer to her, it feels like home. It feels like safety. And you see her, and she sees you, and you greet each other with a beautiful hug. And suddenly a beautiful pink bubble wraps around you both. And she smiles, and she says, "I'm so glad that you're here. I've missed you. Can we hug again?" And you say, "Sure." So you hug again for a few seconds. And then you both sit on the floor together, just smiling and staring at each other, giggling, being silly. And you ask her a few questions. And you ask her, "What do you miss from your past?" And she says, "Just listen to that wisdom. And you ask her, "What does she need right now?" And she says, "And I want you to ask her, who hurt her in the past?" And she says, and the last question is, "How would she like to be loved?" And she says, beautiful. Now, I want you to just remind her that you have her back and just tell her that everything's going to be okay. I'm here. I have your back. Nobody can hurt you. And to remind her that she doesn't need to run the show anymore for you, that you can take over now. Because she represents your inner child, the one that doesn't feel safe, the one that doesn't know how to trust herself, the one who doesn't know how to be in her power because she's been afraid for so long and that she's been hidden as well. And to remind her that you are the queen and you are the inner queen and you can take over now and you can listen to her desires and needs and what she needs. And just say, "I love you. I love you. And again, I love you." And then, "I forgive you." And again, "I forgive you." And "I forgive you." You are safe. You are safe. You are safe. I have your back now. And nobody can hurt you. And just give her another beautiful hug. And ask her if she'd like to walk down the pathway with you. And she says yes. And as you walk down the pathway, she asks, "Can we just skip together?" And you say, "Sure." And as you skip and skip down the pathway, holding hands, she just looks in awe of you, of this beautiful lady who's in her power and somebody that she'd always wanted to be. And she turns to you and says, "Thank you for being you. Thanking you for reminding me that I can feel safe now. I no longer need to survive. I can thrive and I can be in my power. I love you and I respect you and I'm ready for a new chapter." And you hug her again and remind her that you're always here and that nobody can hurt her anymore. And as you get closer and closer to the door that you came through, there's a beautiful stream on the left-hand side. And you both lean over into the water. You see her vision, you see yours, and you see an elder version in the water as well of your reflections. And you both pick up a rock and throw it into the water, letting go of all the past and all the pain. And you throw it into the water, allowing there to be a ripple effect. And you all three look into the water and remind yourself how beautiful, and that we now are ready to reclaim our power. And when you're ready, you both stand up, you go near to the door, and as you get closer to the door, you remind her that it's time to shift, and that we are okay. And she asks, "Can I come with you into the other room?" And you say, "Sure." And she touches the door, the rubies and the crowns, and you walk through the door together. And as you walk through the golden door, you are wearing your crown, and her crown is on her head. And as you get closer and closer to your throne, there's a small little throne next to you, and she sits on it, and she giggles, and she loves it, and she's touching the throne, just so excited. And you sit on yours, and you're both laughing and smiling and giggling. And you say, "It's showtime. Let's be our best selves. Let's shine bright. Let's step into our inner light." And repeat after me. "I trust myself. I trust myself. I trust myself. I accept myself. I accept myself. I accept myself. We know what we need now. We are powerful, we're abundant, and we are full of joy. Let's go." And she smiles at you, and you smile at her, and you both hold hands, both sitting in the throne. You both close your eyes, you both feel at peace. And when you're ready, I want you to open your eyes. Beautiful. So this was a meditation just to help you to really just come back home to your inner child, because the reason we can't infinitely trust ourselves is because we haven't learned how to trust our inner child. A lot of us have been hiding her for so long because we're afraid of letting her fears and letting her emotions come out, but actually all she needs is love and support and connection. And when we start to love and accept her, like you did in the meditation, she starts to feel safe, and that's when you start to feel safe. So we all have this beautiful inner child that is just wanting to play and be free. And that's what you did today. You were both in the park being free, being silly, and, you know, being back in your power. And I hope this meditation has helped you. When you have time, I would journal your thoughts about what came up, what she said. Some of the questions that I asked was asking her what she needs right now, who hurt her, how would she like to be loved, and what does she miss? And just journal that, because actually it's really important about what you're actually missing right now and what you need right now. And a really powerful question is to always ask yourself, whenever you're not sure about making a decision, what do I need right now? And you might hear your inner child go, "I just want a hug," or "I just want to rest," or "I don't think this is a good decision." And really trust in that. And if you're still struggling to really take your power back, or you want to really infinitely trust yourself, you can send me a message, and there is a link below, actually, which you can click on, and we can have a little 45-minute consultation, and we can talk about how you can truly infinitely trust yourself, reclaim your power, hold boundaries, speak your truth, and really let go of ancestral, cultural, society, and familial trauma. Anyways, take care, my sister, and I hope this has really helped you come back home to yourself. Bye.